The Internet. The Final Frontier.
Well, hello. You're listening to an interview with a webcomic artist recorded at SPX. It's SPXplosion on Boldly Going Nowhere. We hope you find it both informative and entertaining. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere.
All right, continuing and now concluding our webcomic series here at SPX.
It's SPXplosion.
Boldly Going Nowhere is excited to have one Lee Brettschneider.
Hello.
With us today.
How you guys doing?
Very Near Mint Comics, adventuring company, and you have a partner in crime as well who is up there watching your table.
Yes, Justin Peterson is watching the table right now.
So which one of you, what are your roles as
well,
a team?
We're both writers and artists, but we do a lot of collaboration together. So Very Near Mint is his graphic novel project. He just finished volume one earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So that's like a 130-page graphic novel. It's a comic book about a comic book shop, and two friends run it. A rival shop opens up across the street, and they don't get their books on time, and a couple other bad things happen, and that kind of catapults the story. So
okay. And how did you two get started working together?
We met at MegaCon in 2006 down in Florida. Mm-hmm. And we had tables right next to each other. And we were kind of looking at each other's stuff and realized, like, okay, that's funny. They put the two people that don't do superhero stuff, like, right next to each other. So we got to talking, and then we realized we were from the same hometown.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So
where are you from originally?
Fort Myers, Florida. Well, Cape Coral, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, Fort Myers is, I guess, the larger city, though.
Okay.
Right, so it sometimes gets lumped into that.
Yeah, it's in Southwest Florida. Yeah, and we were only, like, he's like 4 years older than me. So we were really close in age, and we traded comics. I was doing a web comic at that point. And he had he had the first issue of Very Near Mint, which wasn't a graphic novel. It was just, like, a little 20-page comic book, and we traded that and went back to our respective hotels. Read them next day. We were like, oh man, your stuff's awesome. And great. we became fast friends, and now we're working together.
Yes, the rest, as they say, is history.
Yeah.
So you guys have been putting out a lot of these sort of single issue runs.
Right.
The one I'm holding in my hand is, I believe, your newest release. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. That's Bella Nova Red Star, Space Girl 4199 at the Edge of the Universe. It's a one-shot. It's issue number 379, so it kind of takes place in the middle of this story. And it's actually a tie-in to Justin's book.
Really?
So, yeah, they, like I said, they have a comic shop in Very Near Mint, and this is a comic that they mention and hold up in the issue. And we thought
okay.
It would be a fun tie-in, you know, like if you were to buy a can of Duff beer from The Simpsons or something like
that. Sure, yeah, sure. Okay. I remember that.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I really like the art style. It reminds me of something you might see in an Adult Swim cartoon. You know, it looks kind of like a C-Lab or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Does it have that same kind of humor?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, even the title, you know, we went with the, like, ridiculously long title, kind of like they did for the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of the Adult Swim, like, block, I guess. I've been watching that since, like, the early days of C-Lab.
Great.
Yeah.
So what are some of your influences as a writer and artist?
Well, I guess, like, my early influences are, like, Bill Watterson. You know, I think most cartoonists that are younger cartoonists that are working today, like, probably grew up reading Calvin and Hobbes. And
you know, it's funny. We actually were making a very similar comparison, is that most of the people, you know, most of the 20-somethings or, you know, 20 people in, like, mid-20s to 30s, we all grew up on newspaper comics.
Yeah.
And now we're reading web comics, you know, sort of is a, you know, it's sort of, like, nostalgic because, you know, we're reading comics, but also just because our tastes and humor have just changed dramatically over the years.
Yeah.
It just happens. It just ends up being that way, and that's, I think, why we were one of the reasons why we actually were doing this episode, just because it seemed like, you know, it's becoming bigger and bigger, you know, in the, you know, our generation, and so we were just like, you know, it just seemed like, you know, it was in our backyard too. So
yeah, and it's the, like, the changing media landscape, like, you know, with the internet, allows for, like, Justin and I, even though we grew up in the same town, we didn't live in the same town when we met.
Yeah.
But we can do these, like, long-form collaborations across distance because it's so easy to share artwork and files and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the other things we've been talking about a lot with these interviews is the dynamic of comics as a means to tell stories versus comics as a means to just display artwork. And I guess the question is, to you, which is more important, art or story, or are they, you know, equally important?
I think that they're both very important. I mean, at a certain level, I guess I got to say that the story is more important because you can... I've bought in several comics recently based solely on the art, and I, you know, might not have, like, enjoyed the story as much as the art. So I think for, you know, if you want to have a lasting work, you have to have a good story.
Definitely.
At the base of it. And art is something, I mean, I guess you could say the same with writing, but I think art is something that you can cultivate, you know, over a period of time. I'm sure that in 10 years I'm going to look at, like, Space Girl and be very embarrassed that it's part of my body of work based on whatever art I'm producing then. But I guess, you know, the goal is to, like, always grow and always try to do better than your last work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what, you know, are you reading a lot of comics nowadays? You know, what are some of your favorites? Are you a big webcomics fan in particular?
Yeah, I haven't read through the entire thing, but I came across a comic called Sin Tetullo a couple weeks ago, so I've been flipping through that recently. I can't think of the artist, but I'm still I'm still going through my Mocha haul right now because I just bought I got a whole shelf of comics. So something I've been reading recently that I've really enjoyed is a print comic. It's a Zarek Award winner. Called Pang by Ben Costa. I think he's here at SPX.
That actually does sound familiar. I don't know if it was...
Well, we talked to another Zarek Award winner who's also here at this convention, Brian G. Brown.
Okay.
And I actually forgot to ask him about this, but a lot of our listeners might not be familiar with what the Zarek Awards are.
Yeah, well, it's actually... They're done with it now. This year was that's what I heard anyways, the last year that they're doing it. But yeah, it's I think the creators of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles put it together as a grant so that independent cartoonists could self-publish their work.
Yeah, because their stuff was originally just, you know, a black and white one shot.
Yeah.
And that was how they got started, and, you know, that's how the movies and the but that was, I remember, you know, that was a big thing they were trying to promote. Yeah, I never remember the name of the award, but I actually do remember they were trying to start it. Right? Yeah. So apparently that's the same thing.
Yeah, I think I read something online like about 2 months ago that said that they were gonna stop doing that, and that's very sad. But again, we do have the internet now, so it's much easier now. I think financially easier to publish online to self-publish.
Yeah. Well, now we have this whole community here, and it really is a community. I mean, all these web comic artists, you guys, you know each other. You're sitting here at tables next to each other, and you got these big groups like Topatico, who are all together, and they're just crushing it. It's like,
Oh, Gun Show. I got to mention Casey Green's Gun Show is like something that I always enjoy reading.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Casey Green. Mm-hmm. Read some of his other stuff. Looked at it. His art's it's really funny.
Pick up Blood Cloud if you're interested in like
his stuff's pretty goofy.
Really surreal, hilarious things.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to plug? Any obviously your new release, but any other future projects or?
Yeah, we are getting ready to totally redesign our website. Right now, it's pretty much just a storefront. If you want to check out our stuff, adventuringcompany.com. That's where you can find our stuff.
Yep.
We do have free previews online of like our big comics, so you can read at least the first 10 or 11 pages. And we're going to next year. I guess our releases in the spring are going to be very near mint volume 2. In the spring, and then we're also going to work on translating Space Girl into a webcomic next year.
Very cool.
So not very this cool. Individual issue, but it won't be like a one-shot in the middle of the story. We'll start from the beginning, and you'll be able to follow the entire story for hopefully the next couple of years.
Nice. All right. Well, Lee, it's been great talking to you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you for boldly going nowhere.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Los Tres Monos production. For more podcasting goodness, check us out at boldlygoingnowhere.podomatic.com.
Check out my podcast, BNS Reviews, at bnsreviews.podomatic.com.
Or if you're into the social networking scene, look up either BS Reviews or Bully Going Nowhere Podcasts at Facebook or Twitter.